It is hot here in Southern California. We're having a heat wave, temperatures in the 90s, the hundreds in some places. I know I shouldn't complain because, well, the weather here is usually perfect and it's summer after all. It's supposed to be hot. Still, a lot of us are wondering how much heat can a person stand? Well, here's an answer from our science correspondent, Robert Krulwich.
Our subject is when it's even hotter than frying eggs on the sidewalk hot. Bernd, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there, Robert.
Okay, Bernd Heinrich, esteemed biology professor from the University of Vermont. Let's begin with a fact most people know. Water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit when you're down at sea level. So you got to wonder, what would happen if you, say, stepped into a room heated to 211 degrees, just a single degree shy of boiling, and then ever so slowly you made that room just a little bit hotter? Would your blood start to boil? In your book, Summer World, you describe how once somebody actually tried this.
Yeah.
More than 230 years ago, around 1775, at the Royal Society in London, three very prominent gentlemen, Sir Charles Blagden, doctor and chemist, Sir Joseph Banks, botanist and explorer, and Dr. Daniel Solander, naturalist, also an explorer, they decided to conduct a heat experiment inside a room of their own design.
A small room, 10, 15 feet or something like that square, and they put a metal stove in there and they got a heating it red hot, and so they conducted experiments and observation in a heated room.
And those experiments, says Professor Heinrich, began with the room at 210 degrees. Then they moved it up to 211, and one by one the gentleman entered reported it unpleasantly hot but very bearable. So they made the room hotter to 212, to 220, to 230.
They got it up to 240 or even more.
Oh.
Yeah, 30 or more points above the boiling point of water.
And Sir Charles, was he...
Blogden stayed apparently 8 minutes at 240 degrees, and afterwards he felt he could have actually stayed even longer. So this is an amazing thing. But there are certain conditions involved here.
First of all, the air in that room was dry, not wet heat. It was dry heat. Then the gentleman didn't move around hardly at all. And third, and this is the most important, Sir Charles reported almost immediately he began sweating.
Sweating profusely.
And that, why is that important?
Well, the sweat is removing heat.
Meaning when you sweat and then the sweat evaporates, that act of evaporation pulls heat away from your skin. When water on your skin turns to gas, the heat gets removed. So you sweat some more, then there's more evaporation. And as long as you keep up this sweating, evaporating, the air right around your skin never gets too hot because evaporation protects you.
So that tiny, thin layer of air right next to your skin, maybe it's only millimeters or so, that little space is being cooled.
And that's what keeps you from burning or boiling?
Yeah, by your body temperature, by the evaporating water, we can cool the whole body through the sweating.
But what happens if you can't sweat? Well, to find that out without doing anybody serious harm, Sir Charles brought a chicken egg, chicken eggs, after all, don't sweat, into the room with him. And what happened to the egg?
Well, it was cooked solid because the egg doesn't sweat. Of course, a beefsteak can evaporate water for quite a while.
Oh, I did forget. They also did bring a juicy beefsteak into the room.
But the beefsteak in 33 minutes got dry, and then it got really hot, and then it cooked.
So this is a hooray for sweat story is what this is.
Exactly. It shows the power of sweating, and which is an amazing power that humans have.
Well, let's be careful here, because I understand there was a non-human involved.
Well, they said they had a 32-pound bitch. By that, they mean a little...
Being a family radio station, we have to ask you to explain that.
Well, that's a female dog.
Okay, so they bring a dog with them.
Yeah, and the dog stays in there at 220 degrees Fahrenheit for half an hour, and actually during that time it's in there, the temperature rises to 236, and the dog comes out, it's panting, but it's perfectly all right.
And 1 month later, says Sir Charles, the dog was still perfectly brisk, showing that if you cool yourself either on the inside through panting or on the outside through sweating, either way, it is apparently possible to survive temperatures at least for a little while that would normally boil water. Robert Krulwich, NPR News.
We've recreated that original experiment with the gentleman, the eggs, the beefsteak, and yes, the dog in an animation at our website, npr.org, and bring a towel.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.